The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
I was all set to have a happy start to this hour, but I have to respond to the newscast I just heard. So the ACLU is suing the Seattle police for being in violation of a court order, even though a court late last week issued an injunction that allowed the Seattle police to still use less lethal force against rioters. And a couple of things. First of all, the ACLU, it used to be an incredibly admirable organization. Because I don't call myself a libertarian, but that is still my bent, I guess. And so an organization that's stated purpose is your and my civil liberties, that's a good thing, right? Except they stopped being about civil liberties for all decades ago. And now it isn't the ACLU, it's just the ALU. It's the American Leftist Union. Because where were they? Protecting the rights of all the residents and business owners in CHOP when a bunch of domestic terrorists were scaring them to death, raping women, murdering teenagers. Where was the ACLU protecting the civil liberties of all of the people that got trampled by CHOP? But they don't care about civil liberties. They are just a far-left political organization. And then I hear this Teresa Mosqueda soundbite. I hadn't heard any of these, so I just checked our news queue for audio. So I'm going to roll through. They played one in the newscast. We have three of them. But I'm going to just play them. I'm hearing them for the first time, except for the one that just played in the newscast. And then I'm going to react
to it. Stop using irritants to the lungs during a global deadly pandemic. That is bad for the health and safety of our community.
Stop rioting. And the police wouldn't need to use that force. Why don't you say that, Teresa Mosqueda? Why don't you care about the citizens of your city, the business owners, the residents? Why don't you care about them one-tenth as much as you despise cops? The cops cannot go in. They were having IEDs thrown at them. 59 cops were injured on Saturday. And you can't say one decent word about our cops a couple of days later. It's just sickening to listen to our cop-hating city council that have created the conditions of chaos and riots on the streets of Seattle.
That is not a justification for indiscriminately using gas, tear gas, on crowds. Pepper spray on crowds was used this weekend. It is the same effect, tear gas and pepper spray.
Okay, I've never been tear gassed or pepper sprayed. If you have, will you text me? Is it the same effect as Teresa Mosqueda says? Pepper spray and tear gas. And then she tried to sell, and she catches herself. You can't use tear gas. Well, they didn't. And then she goes, or pepper spray. It's the same thing. Tear gas and pepper spray, councilwoman, are not the same thing. And if we're going to just have pure ignorance directing the dialogue in our city, in our region, we have no shot of getting out of this. I've got to play that one again because this is reflective. She tried to say they used tear gas, which they did not. Then she catches herself, says, well, they used pepper spray. And then she says, well, pepper spray and tear gas are the same.
That is not a justification for indiscriminately using gas, tear gas, on crowds. Pepper spray on crowds was used this weekend. It is the same effect, tear gas and pepper spray.
The same effect. So are they, let's see, from the 206. I'm checking my texts for people who know chemical agents better than I. From the 206, Rick Sargent in the U.S. Army, retired. Or no, he's from the 253. And he says, pepper spray lingers long, or there's somebody else in the 25. Pepper spray lingers longer than tear gas. It's the sergeant, the retired Army sergeant says, tear gas? Mosqueda is an idiot. Retraction from her required. Not holding my breath. Ooh, bad pun. No, of course they're not the same. We have a Seattle City Councilwoman who this afternoon, we just got this audio in, who this afternoon is peddling absolute nonsense that tear gas and pepper spray are the same so that she can go on her anti-cop rant. And again, people in politics are making the problem so much dramatically worse. 253, Dory, being in the military, we were intentionally exposed to both so we'd know our own reaction. Pepper spray hurts the eyes much worse. It didn't bother my lungs. Everyone reacts to tear gas differently. It tends to burn the lungs more foremost. Another one, CS gas, tear gas will also affect your skin, similar to fiberglass insulation irritation. And so on and on it goes. But, oh, I'm getting, man, I am getting so much. Ex-Marine here from 425. Ex-Marine here, CS gas is not the same as pepper spray, believe me. Another 425. CS makes you sick to the stomach, makes it hard to open your eyes, not the same. So does that mean, based on all of my military listeners, all of my people who have far more expertise, in some cases experience, with chemical irritants, are you telling me that Teresa Mosqueda doesn't know what she's talking about? This is the president of the Seattle City Council, the president of the council, saying that tear gas and pepper spray are the same thing. And Seattle police, a court injunction, allowed Seattle police to use tear gas on rioters this weekend. They did not use any tear gas. Did I say tear gas the first time? They used pepper spray this weekend. They did not use any tear gas. From the 206, Dory, as a civilian, you cannot buy tear gas, but you can buy pepper spray. This answers everything. What does that tell you? Now, of course, pepper spray is far less of a problem for the target, or far more of a problem for whoever's targeted by it. I'm sorry, I'm getting all pepper spray's less of a problem. I'm flabbergasted. Again, I'm in a perpetual state of flabbergast at just how stupid the comments are from the politicians who are running this city. I know I'm obsessed when I play something three.
That is not a justification for indiscriminately using gas, tear gas, on crowds. Pepper spray on crowds was used this weekend. It is the same effect, tear gas and pepper spray.
Wow. That is a stunningly ignorant comment from the president of the Seattle City Council. Okay, there's one more that I haven't heard. I hope this doesn't... Hope this one doesn't upset me. I'm sure this will make everything
People
better.
Were indiscriminately sprayed from the videos that we saw and from the reports that we saw. And I think that we have really an incredible need to step up and have different policies used.
Who was indiscriminately? Oh, she's probably talking about the cancer nurse, right? I've got an update on the cancer nurse. I told you about that a couple of hours ago. So one of the big prominent clips was a nurse in scrubs while the police were tussling with a man. She ran down and grabbed the man and tried to yank him away from police. Well, when you run headlong towards the cops while they're engaged in hand-to-hand combat, they're going to take action against you. And they did pepper spray this nurse. And I played for you her audio, and I had a lot of questions about this. If you're just joining us, here's what she told Q13 News about it. And now I have an update that I've just gotten on this story. But here's the nurse. She works at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. And here's why she ran headlong when the police were in hand-to-hand with a male rioter.
What were you trying to do in that moment before you got sprayed?
Pull the guy away. I mean, I've seen footage from Hong Kong of, like, how you have to get people away from the cops, because once they get them, they arrest them, they brutalize them, they beat them. They look like, I saw the guy with the baton and the guy that had...
Again, understand. I've seen what happens in Hong Kong. She's comparing Seattle police to the communist Chinese military, which shows, again, just an unbelievable lack of perspective, but that seems to be the mentality that's at play.
The tear gas launcher, I guess, and it's like, okay, so you're aiming that at people, like you're muzzle sweeping people in the crowd with this. This is a bounce off the ground scenario, not even a shoot into the air scenario, because it can come down. Like, basic gun safety. It still applies to everything from paintball guns to, you know, tear gas launchers. So that wasn't happening.
And then she continued to tell Q13 News.
I started grabbing the guy and dragging him up, trying to pull him up the top because it's hard to get up from down. And something hit me in the... Sorry for the unprintable language, but... yeah, I'm going to have a nasty bruise. It hurts.
Yeah, you didn't know. You asked me what happened. When you see how much it shot you backwards, how strong that spray was, what were your thoughts? Like when you see what happened, plus you felt it...
Well, no wonder my butt hurts. That's pretty much what I was thinking. I was like, I think I've got like 3 seconds. I either get this guy up or they drag him down. And if he goes down, I'm probably going to go down too. And if I go down there too, they're going to hit me. So
after I saw Q13 post that video with that nurse, I retweeted it and I asked a bunch of questions. I said, so this cancer nurse wore her scrubs to a riot, interfered with the Seattle Police Department arrest, got pepper sprayed, compared our cops to communist China, did an unmasked interview amidst thousands, and will now go back to her highest risk patients? And at the time, I did not know if she was telling the truth when she said she works at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. And the reason I had doubts about that, which were unfounded, by the way, was because one of my wife's best friends is a cancer nurse. There is nobody that I have known throughout this stay-at-home, social distancing pandemic who has been more absolute. My wife and a bunch of her friends, they go running Saturday morning. And my wife's friend just didn't feel comfortable because she didn't want to expose herself to anybody and then go back to her cancer patients. And so even with her own kids, it's been very limited to what they've seen because their kids, like my kids, like your kids, have been out socializing. And she doesn't want to expose herself to people who have been out in crowds because she's afraid she's going to take that back to her cancer patients. And so I asked the question 2 hours ago, is she really a cancer nurse? And I will tell you, this is good journalism. Simone Del Rosario at Q13, who got the initial interview with her, has just tweeted minutes ago a statement from Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. We are aware of the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance employee who attended the local protest and have reached out to her to ensure that she is safe. We were able to confirm that she was wearing a mask while helping others. Now, I will add, she was not wearing a mask when she did the TV interview, where there were hundreds of people in close proximity. And then back to the statement, at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, we support an individual's right to protest and also recognize that we are still in the midst of a viral pandemic that is driven by social gatherings transmitted through close contact and associated with morbidity and mortality among those affected by the disease. SCCA has been committed to preventing the spread of the disease and protecting our staff and patients. And We have front door screening for staff and patients and mandatory masking. I just wonder if that nurse is going to be quarantined off the job for 10, 14 days when she's unmasked amidst thousands at a riot. And I haven't mentioned her name, and I'm not going to. I'm not trying to cancel culture her. I'm just talking from a public health standpoint. We've been told we can't go to dinner with a couple that are friends of ours and seat indoors. But cancer nurses can be unmasked at a riot. And I would hope that they're going to take some pretty strong precautions before they can let that nurse back with patients. Because the cancer nurses I know would not ever put themselves in a situation where they were exposed to that many unmasked people. But radicalism is more important. I mean, if you're comparing Seattle police to the communist Chinese military, you've lost perspective on the world. And so maybe your cause is more important than your job. But I'd be wary. But I hope there are any cops that get cancer and go there either. Because I don't think she would. I mean, if she calls cops an occupying force, Chinese communist military. Excuse me, supervisor. Could I get a nurse who doesn't hate what I do for a living, please? Oh, man. Oh, man. That's all based on my reaction to a newscast. I still have a big lead. Sean, did I even get to the big lead this hour?
I don't know. It was just a mishmash of things. We didn't play any sounders.
Passion. It was a mishmash of passion.
Yeah.
And for my money, what better to mish or mash than passion? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I got a lot of stuff that I still need to get to from our big lead. Teresa Mosqueda just hijacked my radio show, along with the cancer nurse. So let me take a quick time out, and then we will continue with the big lead. That was a good big lead. That was breaking news with Mosqueda there, for crying out loud. And we'll continue with more big lead stuff as the Dory Monson Show continues. Rolling on here on the Dory Monson Show. Just got an email that breaks my heart from listener Hal. Dory, well, Inslee's brilliant policies strike again. My son, who has Asperger's syndrome, is a cook. It's a really great job for someone on the spectrum because he does much the same thing day in and day out, which helps him and makes him a good employee. Well, the bar and grill at which he works just called to tell him he was laid off because they can't keep people on staff due to the new COVID regulations. This guy just keeps screwing his state up more and more every day. And that's from Hal, a dad. And I know especially if you're the dad of a special needs kid on the spectrum that it is an incredible blessing in your life to have your kid working. I mean, it's so empowering for the kid. It's just absolutely a wonderful thing. And it's great when they have like all of us, we all need to have a professional purpose. And one of the things about the rioters, they don't have a professional purpose, most of them. One person tweeted at me, the way to end all of the rioting is to make it a law that if you get arrested rioting, you lose unemployment benefits. They won't prosecute, so hit the anarchist where it hurts. Well, you can't punish somebody for an arrest. That's not the nation that we are. You can only punish somebody upon a conviction, and we have a prosecutor that will never file charges against the rioters. Which brings me to the next issue that I wanted to talk about. You hear what happened in Tacoma this weekend? There's an elementary school in Tacoma called Downing Elementary. And yesterday, 9:45 a.m., officers went to this elementary school because an alarm had gone off. And when they got inside the school, they found a broken window, computers, televisions, windows, sports equipment, all broken. Damages over $10,000. And they arrested two juveniles for burglary. And good. They should be punished for that. But before I continue my comments on this, just real quick, if you're in a place where you can text me, I just have a question for my fellow parents. Besides love, which is the foundational bedrock of our relationship with our kids, I hope, what one word do you think is most important in parenting? Just text me the one word, besides the word love, that you think is most important to being a great, effective parent. Just real quick, 98973. Let me pull up my text messages here. 98973. What one word do you think matters the most in being a great, effective parent? And here it's coming in already. Values, respect, 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 discipline, 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 trust, consistency. Oh, 206. You picked my word. Consistency. And a lot of others say the word no. I like that. And then on boundaries. Boundaries, respect, discipline. This is incredible. I mean, it's really only about six words in all the English language that are being texted to me. Discipline, honor, discipline, respect, trust. Very cool. Very, very cool. Doesn't surprise me. I've always known that we have great, great, great parents who listen to this show. Consistency was the word that came to my mind. And I've often believed that how we live as a society should be reflective of how great families lead their lives. And unlike, you know, one of the stated missions of Black Lives Matter is to end the traditional Western nuclear family. And that's why I can't support the organization, even though I support the statement, Black Lives Matter. But I'm not down with dismantling the traditional nuclear family. And I do believe that if our society lived more like great families, you know, you take a pay cut, maybe you can't afford to spend this year the way you did last year. Our government doesn't operate like that. But also, when I heard about two kids who broke into this elementary school and have now been, they're both teenagers, that's all they're telling us, on suspicion of burglary. What have our politicians, what message have our politicians been sending to our kids? Not our, just our politicians, but our prosecutors as well. Oh, you can walk down the street, you can smash windows, you can walk in and loot. Last Wednesday's riots, zero arrests. You can walk in, you can loot, you can take stuff off the racks, walk out with armloads, go smash some more windows down the street. You don't like the youth jail? Throw an incendiary device and send the construction trailer up in flames. And our politicians and our prosecutors say, oh, it's fine. We won't arrest you. If you do get arrested, don't worry about those dirty communist China cops that we have. We'll kick you loose right away. Won't be any charges filed. You'll be fine. How do you go and arrest two teenagers who break into an elementary school when they've been seeing for two straight months a society that says you can smash business windows. You can loot. You can set fires, all with impunity. Do you know how that screws up a kid's mind? When there is no consistency in life. And that's why I believe that in parenting, consistency is right up there close to love as the most important. You do not let your values for things like respect sway based on conditions, based on circumstances. You have to have boundaries. Kids love boundaries. But we have a society that has said now we're boundaryless. We're going to get rid of jails. People don't ever have to worry about going to jail here in King County. Even if you commit some felony level crimes, no jail. And we're expecting our children to make sense that they can't break into an elementary school and steal a bunch of electronics when you have politicians and prosecutors who say, go ahead. Break in places and steal with impunity. Not only are they screwing up our society, but they are screwing up our children big time. Let me take a quick time out, and then we will count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up next. It's the Dory Monson Show. Rolls on. I got to tell you, that was really cool. That was very spontaneous. Me just asking parents to say the one word besides love. And just the consistency, which was my word, of responses was so cool. One person in the 360 said the one word most important in great parenting is their Wi-Fi password. I cannot argue with that. Responsibility, respect, accountability, discipline, respect, forgiveness, proud, consistency, belt. Belt? No, I'm not for that, for crying out loud. But we need to be consistent as a society, too. That's my point. And we're not serving our kids well at all. And with that as mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
In fact, I'm going to sneak a bonus one in. Hope I'm going to try to get four in here. Regis Philbin passed away this weekend. Some say he had more hours on television than anybody in the history of the medium. I've also heard Hugh Downs had that honor. But Regis was up there, and he was pretty universally beloved. And we thought, since he passed away at age 88 this weekend, that I would share, I guess, what for me was still maybe his finest television moment.
Can I bring out our next guest now?
Please.
Young guy, he's got a new book coming out, and it's about, and this is the best part.
I love
it's a coffee table book about coffee tables.
Yeah. Is that clever?
Yeah.
I think that is so clever.
Mm, I think so, too. Did you get to meet him backstage?
I did.
I mean, he looks like a fun guy, doesn't he?
I love his hair.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too. This guy could be a little bonkos, really. Anyway, if you will, would you please welcome Kramer. So, a coffee table book about coffee tables.
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with this idea?
Well, I'll tell you, Regis. Actually, this is a true story. I was skiing at the time.
You know, when I'm skiing, Kramer, I'm trying not to kill myself. You're writing books.
Yeah. Well, now, you kids, don't go out and try that. You stay in school.
Have you always had an interest in coffee tables? Because, really, I love coffee tables. Oh. And I thought I was the only one.
See, the beauty of my book is, if you don't have a coffee table, it turns into a coffee table.
Did I tell you this guy was bonkos?
Regis Philbin, he was 88 years old. Okay, back to our awesome audio. Nancy Pelosi. I tell you what, she's quite a wordsmith. Is that a male name, Smith? Do I need to come up with something gender neutral so I'm not canceled? She's quite a words person. Her new nickname for Trump is devastatingly effective and hilarious.
This president, I have a new name for him, Mr. Make Matters Worse. He has made matters worse from the start. Delay, denial, it's a hoax, it'll go away magically, it's a miracle, and all the rest.
Mr. Make Matters Worse. That's catchy. I think that one's going to stick. At number two, Iron Mike Ditka coached what many believe was the greatest NFL team of all time, the 85 Chicago Bears that won the Super Bowl. Iron Mike Ditka is now 80 years old, and he is the chairman of a new women's football league. And while he was talking to TMZ, they asked him, will any of the ladies playing for you take a knee for the anthem? And he didn't say he's going to prohibit it. But, you know, when you're 80 years old, you can speak your mind.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd say no. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. Then that's the way I feel. Of course, I'm old-fashioned, so I'm only going to say what I feel. I think there's a way that you protest, and there's a way you don't protest. You don't protest against the flag, and you don't protest against this country, who's given you the opportunity to make a living playing a sport that you never thought would happen.
80-year-old Mike Ditka. And then at number one, this has been flying around Twitter today. 10 years ago, The Simpsons had an episode that was eerily prescient. It had a bunch of network television executives in an underground bunker trying to figure out how they were going to get people to watch more television.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions, too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
Yeah.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is... Oh.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I...
He injects a syringe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, we've got our deadly disease. No, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, Petter, beware. That warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles.
And the graphic behind Kent Brockman was Apocalypse Meow. Hey, I just got word. There is going to be a pro police rally this afternoon. If you're down in Pierce County, the Pierce County Chaplaincy at the Tacoma Police Headquarters on 37th and South Pine in Tacoma. 4 to 6 o'clock, a pro-police rally in 37th and South Pine in Tacoma. Get out there and support the blue. Tom and Curly are coming up next. I'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon.
I told them when they put this guy here, it's nothing but trouble. He's a showboat. If you keep talking, I'll leave, and you can have it out with the rest of these people. Just a loudmouth.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.